Well, it's definitely a turn the page moment, going from the preseason into the regular season. There's the Friday, Saturday, Sunday period now that actually, in my opinion, is better coming off a Thursday night game and having the transactions Friday and Saturday. So you go through that process, select the team, and then really bring the players back on a Monday. To me, it's helpful, really to shift into the regular season mode, because you've just spent 5 to 6 weeks on Nitschke Field in front of a crowd, a very healthy crowd every single day, 90-man roster, and then you go behind the tarps on Hinkle Field with 61 players. So it's a totally different environment. It is a change. It changes a lot of things. It changes the way you practice, how you organize practice, the length of periods, how the carded work, the ability to help the offense and with defensive players, and vice versa. So it's a whole different format and different environment, and you definitely feel it on the Monday practice. I've made the mistake in the past of practicing too long on Mondays. This practice could be a higher risk practice if you let it be. So I thought the amount of work today was good. And I was glad it was hot, because the quality of work was very good. So we've turned the page.
Mike, have you guys made your decisions yet at the way to go at that corner spot, who plays safety, when you go to nickel, those types of decisions? Have those been made right now?
Well, we're preparing for the 49ers, and I think it's important to probably, we'll see it then. But we're gonna have a primary way, a secondary way, different combinations of things based on scheme, and those are the types of things we obviously want our opponent to see on Sunday, not Wednesday in the paper. So yes, we're working through it.
No, I'm not asking you to reveal that.
I didn't say you were. I'm just making it clear what our plan is. Yeah. We're making them. We're preparing. So.
Is this a different 49ers team than the one you played in?
In 2010? Oh, definitely. I think every team's different year to year. I mean, we're playing a football team that was very successful last year, and is very confident coming into this season. So, yes, I think this is definitely a different team than we're playing in 2010, no question.
Offensively, how much do you think they'll change with all these weapons they brought in? Are they going to still be kind of the same team, same approach, you think?
Well, it's a lot like our nickel and dime, and who's going to play what position and receiver too. I mean, that's what the game's for. But based off the preseason, they haven't shown a whole lot. So, as we talked here in the past, the first 2 or 3 weeks, the percentage of unscouted looks is between 30 and 40%. So, that's part of your off season planning. It's part of your training camp. Preparation and planning. We actually spent 2 days practicing for the 49ers in training camp, so we've had a chance to practice some of the concepts that we want to use in this game. And ultimately, this week of preparation, we'll sort out what we will use and what we won't use. So, but they've definitely changed their personnel on the perimeter on offense. So, and how they go about it, we'll prepare the best we can. I think our defense going against our offense in training camp helps to be ready for the uncommon look and heighten the awareness when our defense is in that situation, just based off what we do from a competition standpoint throughout training camp.
Do you attach any added importance to this game because it's a high-profile opponent? It's in the conference that you could meet in the playoffs, and home field might be involved?
Personally, no. But I do recognize the importance of your first game. It is your first step into the season. I fully recognize our opponent, the success our opponents had last year, the quality of team that they bring into Lambeau. Really trust them, the film study, having the whole offseason to study them, just as I'm sure they did us. So it is the first game. And it's the most important game because it's the next game. But it is one game. We're playing on national TV. We're playing at home. To me, that always brings an added juice to it. I feel strongly both teams will be highly motivated. I know we will be. I don't believe in building up one game bigger than the next, because they all have to, you have to go about them the same way, because if you don't, that's when you get your ass beat.
Like, whoever that nickel or dime safety is, it's got to be a young guy, obviously. How do you make sure that you at least can limit some of the growing pains, because that is a pretty important position?
Well, definitely. I mean, playing young players is something we've done over the last 7 years, so, and that'll be no different this year. And it's, you know, part of the message to the team this morning was, you know, congratulations to the 53-man roster and the 8 practice squad players, because that's 61 players, and it takes 61 or more to win the championship. So, and with that, you play younger players. So it's a process that everybody has to go through. We feel we've prepared our guys through training camp, and it's our job as coaches not to ask player, young or old, to do things that they're probably not ready to do on Sunday. So we're very conscientious of that when we put together our game plan.
Mike, you've never had just 7 offensive linemen since you've been here on the roster. How comfortable do you feel with just having 2 backup O-linemen on the 53?
Well, I'm obviously comfortable, or we wouldn't be in this position. We've been carrying 7 offensive linemen on our 46 for some time now. So that's really the focus. But having 10 linemen in-house, you know, with the 7 man offensive linemen on the 53 and the 3 practice squad players, I have a lot of confidence. I have a lot of confidence in the way we go about developing players year-round. We don't just get our veterans or the guys that are playing on Sunday reps during the course of the week. We spend a lot of extra time with our younger players. So we've always had 10, you know, for the most part, we've always had 10 offensive linemen in-house, and that's where we are today. I'm comfortable with that.
Do you know much about Chris Scott? Did you see him work out? I mean, did he work out at all?
Well, just had the opportunity to watch Chris Scott, you know, play in the last game, Pittsburgh-Carolina game. I thought he played very well. It was probably his best performance of the preseason, just in my opinion, in viewing the tape with the personnel department Saturday. So he's definitely a young man, and he spent 3 years in Pittsburgh, and we feel it's important to bring him in and take a look at him. So physically, you know, there's a lot to like. I thought he played very well in that game, and I'm excited he's here.
Like, what went into the decision to keep 6 receivers this year?
Well, it's just, you know, really what we talked about last week. I stood up here and talked about, you know, evaluating your football team horizontally and vertically, and that's really what it came down to. We start talking about 6 receivers. I started answering questions about 6 receivers some time ago, and I mean, the decision wasn't made then to keep 6, because I don't think anybody thought Boykin would have been on our team back in May. So it's just really trusting the evaluation process, trying to keep the best players, the people that earned the positions throughout the offseason and training camp, and putting more weight into the preseason games. So that's really where the 6 receiver, you know, came from. And it's no secret the way we like to play on offense, and that's not going to change.
DeMarcus, is it possible you could keep all 6 on the game day active roster?
I mean, those are really decisions for the week, and you know, I look at that stuff as, you know, game plan and scheme decisions. So it's a possibility.
Last year came out in the New Orleans game and played, you know, pretty well offensively, and that came out really fast. How do you know, I mean, did you have a feel that was going to happen last year, or, you know, and how do you feel about starting fast? This, do you have a gut feeling on that at all?
I'm the wrong guy to ask. I mean, you know, someone that, I mean, you're trying to score as many points as you want, and they all look good on the board, you know, and sometimes they even look better on the practice field. So, I mean, that's the goal. But the reality is, you know, practice is important. The rhythm, the timing, and the way you practice really, as a coach, builds your confidence each and every week. And I know it does for myself, and I think Dom Capers would probably answer the question the same way as a defensive play caller. You know, you don't have a lot of confidence in a particular call if it doesn't look very good during the week. And that's true for me offensively. Now, we've gone about our offense a little differently, but it's important for us to, you know, practice and get the rhythm and timing. And I felt the last 2 weeks of preseason our offense was clicking that way. And we just had the 2-team periods today, and you know, I feel good about what, you know, what we accomplished. I look at the tape to validate that. But you know, that confidence is built during a week of preparation.
Is this tough early schedule this opening month? Does it bring with it a sense of urgency that helps you turn the page?
Turn what page? Preseason page or what?
You know, go from preseason into this, the fact that you're playing such a tough schedule in the first month. Does it help you?
We addressed the tough schedule, and we actually talked about it today. Mike Gears had a great, excellent case study based on the importance of an uneven schedule. Actually, the U.S. military has used, so, and it really comes down to a lot of common sense things about 8 hours of sleep and so forth and so forth. So, and I'll get into that, but it, we have addressed it, but our focus is on the 49ers. I mean, I know who we play week 2, 3, and 4, but we're not even thinking about it. You have to clearly take these one at a time, especially the team that's coming in here. They're a very good team. They're a well-coached football team, a team that has a lot of confidence coming off their, you know, their season last year, and have played very well in preseason. I mean, their preseason tape has been excellent. You know, the film's been good. The statistics have been good. So that's really our focus.
So, Mike, does the regardless of the opponent, though, does the Thursday game right away after it have any impact on how you go about preparing this week? Do you have to scale back practice a little bit or anything like that?
No, not really. I feel like I've taken care of that this weekend and again tomorrow. So the practices on Wednesday and Thursday are a little different than a normal week. And that, I guess the answer to the question, yes, but I feel like we've taken care of that with the build up to it. Because, you know, they've been off 3 of the last 4 days, and it's important to get their body clocks in rhythm and the timing to play a game. So, really, you have to give a full dosage of preparation to your opener. Then in a Thursday night game. Now, if you're talking week 9 and 10, Sunday to Thursday, maybe it's a little different. But you know, our team's fresh. You know, we're relatively healthy, and we gotta put everything that we possibly can into this game preparation.